من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وموالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out, people. We will be, inshallah, starting today, and we will be spending some time on the study of Quran, and inshallah, we will be spending some time on our an integrated review of the properties of Ism. Okay, and then inshallah, on Thursday, we'll have a deeper dive into the properties of Ism review and a Jumla Ismiya review. Okay, now we're going to spend some time doing that. Hopefully Thursday should suffice for us. Maybe expedite a little bit of that. And then with that, we can move on to sentences with Kana. But we want to also take a little bit of a break to apply everything we've learned to the Quran so we can understand, of course, that the primary goal of our study is to understand the Quran. So it's important for us to take that break to be able to do so. And so today we are going to take that opportunity, inshallah ta'ala, to do exactly that. Okay? We are going to study Surah Hud, the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam from Surah Hud. The story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam comes in many places in the Quran. It comes in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7. It comes in Surah Hud in Surah 11. It comes in, I believe, Surah Hijr after that in Surah 15. And then it repeats in small bits and pieces in like surahs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories of prophets like Saffat, you know, and Anbiya, etc., etc. And then concludes with the last bit of it is the story of Nuh alayhi salam in the Surah Nuh, in the last juz of the Quran. That's how the Quran mentions his story. His story is mentioned in its largest instance in Surah Hud, meaning that the story appears, the most of the details appear in Surah Hud, that is an interesting thing. Now, about Surah Hud, the Prophet ﷺ once said, he was told, he had some gray hair, the Sahaba, particularly Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who commented on that, and he said, "Shibta ya Rasulullah." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, you have become, or you have gotten some gray hair." Okay. The reason why he said that is because Abu Bakr, the Prophet ﷺ, actually did not have a lot of gray hair, as we find in the books of Shama'il, characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ. But Subhanallah, he had a few gray hair, of course, as everyone does. But one of the things that one of the amazing characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ that Allah gave him was that he had a very youthful appearance, even when he was old, because he didn't have a lot of gray hair. So the Abu Bakr Siddiq noticed these gray hair, and then he said to the Prophet ﷺ this statement. The Prophet replied, "Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha." He said, "The Surah Hud and surahs like Surah Hud have made me get gray hair." Right? Subhanallah. So that's the surah that we're at right now, Surah Hud. Some explanations are provided for why the Prophet ﷺ would say that. Of course, the Prophet ﷺ would take the Quran very seriously. If the Quran would present a warning, the Prophet ﷺ took that as a real threat. It would affect him. If the Quran mentioned something good, he would take that as a bashara, as a way of, feeling optimistic. So that is something how the Prophet would interact with the Quran. And there's many, many, examples of that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who would he, the reason why he, some like the scholars mentioned, he would pick out Surah Hud is because it talks about the prophets of Allah and how when they were rejected by their people after a lot of time trying to convince them of the truth, that's when those people became violent and they became extremely aggressive. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about his wrath on these people. Okay? And that was what was happening in Makkah. This is a Meccan surah. The Prophet ﷺ was preaching. So initially he was private, didn't share the da'wah. Then he became public. The reaction was, aggressive by his uncle, but others were, kind of muted. But then it became slowly but surely more and more aggressive, more and more hostile towards the Prophet ﷺ. And that perhaps is why he was feeling scared to the point where some of his hair turned gray, that he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would fear the same type of punishment for the people of Makkah, just like Surah Hud was telling about the punishment for the people before. Okay, so that is one of the reasons. Wallahu alam. Okay, and then Allah knows best what other wisdoms might there be. But subhanAllah, this is a very beautiful surah. It has the stories of many prophets. I'm going to skip straight to, in the beginning, there's like a long introduction of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents many interesting arguments about the nature of human beings, about how the Prophet should not lose hope. فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكُمْ بَعْضَ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. Perhaps you feel like giving up, right? But don't give up. Allah says to him, don't give up, right? In anta illa nadir, you are innama anta nadir, you are only a messenger, and Allah is the one who is watching everything. Don't worry about it, you just do your job, O Prophet. Okay, then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes and presents the first of the stories of Surah Hud, which is the story of Nuh alayhi salam. The story of Nuh alayhi salam begins by Allah saying that we sent وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. We sent Noah to his people. He said, I have come to you with a clear warning. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that you worship none but Allah. If I fear that you will get a very terrible punishment coming your way if you don't do so. All right, if you don't worship Allah, عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ, a painful punish, a painful day of punishment. Okay. Now, the reply came from al-mala. Al-mala is the leaders or the chiefs, right? Mala is the chiefs or the leaders. Their reply to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was that مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا, you are just like a human being. We see you as nothing different. I mean, like, what's so special about you? Why should we follow you? And those who follow you, we see them as the worst of us, the ones who have no, that they're not very smart. This is not like some all-star team that you have. So, in fact, we think you are lying. بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. Subhanallah, right? What a ridiculous response. But subhanallah, Nuh alayhi salam continues reasoning gently, saying, O people, Allah has given me this message and this clear evidence. And if you can't see it, then, we can't force you to see it, right? أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. How can we force you to see it? While you yourself just, you don't like it. That's an interesting thing. You can't force something upon somebody who doesn't like it, right? وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. That's what Nuh alayhi salam tells people. It's like, look, if you think I'm lying, it's maybe because you have already assumed that and your prejudice is leading you to believe that, not because what I'm saying is false. Subhanallah. Okay? He says, look, here's some reasons why I'm not trying to I'm not doing this for any ulterior motives. I'm not asking for you for money. La as'alukum alayhi mala. Okay? He says, because my reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, I'm not going to discard the people. وَنَا أَنَا بِطَالِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe, I'm not going to discard them or drive them away. Because they have believed and their Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innahu mulaqu rabbihim. Okay? I can't do that. He continues and he says, look, I don't say I have the treasures of God, or I know the unseen, or I say that I'm an angel. Nothing. Okay? I am just here to preach the message to you. Okay? I have no other ulterior motive here. SubhanAllah. Nuh alayhi salam says this. They responded now with increased hostility. Ya Nuhu qad jadaltana fa'aktharta jidalana fa'atina bima ta'iduna in kunta min as-sadiqin. Oh no, Noah, you have argued and you've argued a lot. Now, bring us the punishment if you really are truthful. Bring us this punishment thing you're warning us about. Nuh alayhi salam says, well, I can't bring it. إِنَّمَا يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِلَّهِ It is in the hands of Allah. I can't bring it for you. Okay? And this is the same thing that the Prophet was told, other prophets were told. And in the Quran, the Prophet responds to this and he says, you know, if I had, لَوْ أَنَّ عِنْدِي مَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِهِ لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ He said, if I had, if for a minute assume that I had the punishment, the ability to bring it, okay, ability to unleash it upon you, then this matter would be solved very fast. Meaning what? I would have brought it. But this is not in my hands. This is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it has come, nothing will help you. It is going to be all over. Okay? Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nuh alayhi salam, that's it. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ It was revealed to Noah, أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ That لَنْ, what does لَنْ mean? Today I've had a long introduction, a long monologue. I hope you guys are not sleeping. What does لَنْ mean, O people? Will not, thank you. Right, what type of harf is this? It's a harf nasr. Where is the rest of the people? The rest of the people are like, this is, I would like to listen to the story. Well, inshallah, we'll listen to the story as well, but we got to analyze the story. All right. Lan. It's the harf of nasr. You notice yu'mina is mansub. You see that? Perfect. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no more of your people will believe. لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ No more of your people will believe. Okay? Will not believe. إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ The only one who has, except for the ones who have already believed, that's the only people who will believe in you. Meaning, the ones who already accepted you as a prophet, they are the ones who will believe. Nobody else will believe in you anymore. So, فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Do not grieve, therefore, over what they have been doing. Okay, subhanAllah, this is like the idea of تَبْتَئِسْ, right? تَبْتَئِسْ is from the word, the root of it is بِئْسَ, بَا حَمْزَ أَنْ سِين, right? This is one of the words to say something that's terrible, right? فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ is don't become, فَلَا تَحْزَنْ, like don't become extremely sad because of what they're about to do, right? And this idea of feeling extremely sad and feeling down is something, you know, like the prophets felt too. This is because they're human beings. So we're not like immune to feelings. Well, everybody has these feelings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would always remind these people, the prophets, that don't feel sad, don't give up, don't let this bother you. And that's the consoling nature of the Quran. The Quran was there to console the Prophet salam, and that's what it's supposed to do for us as well, right? And then the interesting thing is the Prophet knew for a fact that he's right, right? Alhamdulillah, we also know that we are on the truth. But, you know, like if you have a problem with your Muslim brother, it's not like you versus Abu Lahab or something, right? But still, the idea applies. The idea applies that فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Don't grieve so much. Don't become saddened by what people are doing. You can still focus on what you're doing. And that the message of that consolatory message remains in the Quran, alhamdulillah, for all of us. All right, now we're going to pick up the ayah from here. Ready? Here's where we pick up the story. I don't sense any excitement. What's going on, people? All right, tell me. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِيْنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ Okay. Tell me about the root letters of this word that I have. Alhamdulillah. I know. Jazakallah khair. The root letters of this word, people. What is the root letters of this word that I have highlighted and zoomed into? Saad, Noon, and Ain. Jameel Jiddan. Very good. You have done well, mashallah. All right. Let us open up Saad, Noon, and Ain, shall we? Saad, Noon, and Ain. Oh, there we go. Saad, Noon, and Ain. All right. Okay, now here's what I want you to tell me. Okay, here's what I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me the past tense, the present tense. Hold on. There. What else am I looking for? Command, masdar, actor, acted upon. Can you kindly please make all these six things from the root letters sad, Noon, Saad, Noon, and Ain. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please send that as a private message, inshallah. That will be really nice. Actually, how about let's do the first two first. Okay, let's do the first two first. And then the next ones we'll do after that. Okay, how about that? Just to make it a little bit more smooth. The first two initially, please. Jameel, Ahsanti, Sister Madia, Uncle Ali, Sister Fazana, Ahsanti, Sister Nadia, Ahsanti, well done. MashaAllah, Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Ahsanti, Sister Maria, well done. All right, I will. A lot of you have answered, MashaAllah, Sister Maria, Ahsanti as well. Let us try to answer this, inshallah, okay? The past tense is right there. The past tense is like the easy one. It's literally right there. Sa-na-a. And this little apostrophe, miskeen, is a ayn, right? So, sa-na-a, correct? All right, present tense. I need to know what is R2's tashkil. So, R2's tashkil is a, which is a fatha, right? So, what would this be? Sana'a yasna'u. Sana'a yasna'u. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. That is very good. Okay. The command now. Let's make the command together. Okay. I start with you. That will be tasna'u. Then I make it madzum. Tasna. Then I chop, that was the first chop. The second chop is I chop tata. And then I add my hamzatul wasl. And what am I left with? Isna. Isna. MashaAllah, if someone is reading our chat, they're like, what's up? What's happening at Isna today? Everyone's saying Isna, Isna. But we are saying Il-Sana. There we go. Very nice. Okay. Alhamdulillah. What does Sana'a mean, by the way? It means to do, to make, to arrange, to stage, to put on, to produce, to build, manufacture, fabricate, design. Right? So this is to build something more like a physical thing in nature. Okay? It's to build or manufacture. To build / manufacture. Okay? What, there's another word for to make. What's the word that we know that's to make something? Ahsant. Ja'ala. Right? Ja'ala. And there's another word for to create. Khalaqa. Excellent. Now we have sana'a. Right? Sana'a. If you know the dua of the morning and day, the morning and evening adhkar, اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. Do you guys know this dua? It's called Sayyid al-Istighfar, the chief of the du'as of forgiveness. Right? Wallahu alam adha salim. I don't know. Alhamdulillah, some of you know that. Jazakumullah khairan. So this sana'a is to build something, manufacture. Either building like something, like your actions are like something you build, or is it like it's a physical thing that you are building, a structure that you're building. Okay, so that is what it is referring to. Either like you're building actions in the sense that that's your work, or it's like an actual thing you've built, like an ark or a ship, for example, as we'll see in the story. All right, quickly, the masdar. The masdar is how many? One, two, three, right? Three masdars? Okay. There's three of them, mashallah, and that's a good thing. Let's take, I think, the one that is more common, and the only reason why I can tell you is because I know it just by because of reading and usage. That's the only way you know which one is more common, okay? The masdar that is more common is as-sunnah. Of course, we're referring to sunnah, not sun. Okay, the actor. All right, what is the actor, people? Actor, some of you already sent that to me. Actor is on the pattern of fa'il, alim. Ja'il. Ah, very good. As-sa-ni'. There we go. As-sa-ni'. Very nice. This is again something, if you feel like you're struggling, again, open the book to that page and help yourself, inshallah, help yourself in this matter, inshallah. And then, of course, the acted upon is al-ma'loom. Maf'ul. Think of fa'il and maf'ul. Actor, fa'il, maf'ul, acted upon. Al-mas-nu'. Al-mas-nu'. Very good. Okay, great. So that's a bit of a review of our family members from Sad, Noon, and Ayn. To build, to manufacture. All right? Now, let's look at this ayah. Shall we? All right. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِينَا. What is the first word that I put here? The first word is wow. MashaAllah. Indeed, it is wow. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. What does wow mean? Wow means hand. Okay. Now, what would I put here? I'll put here wow is a harf. Now, wow is very extremely versatile. It's like I don't know, I can only think of sports analogies. It's like Scottie Pippen. It's very useful in many, many ways. You can use it as you please in many, many situations. It's like bread. I guess so. The interesting thing is it can be a connector herf. It can be used to start a sentence. It can use to join two sentences. It can use it can be used to describe a state, etc., etc. So it's many things. When it's something difficult, I'm just gonna write harf. Okay, is that right? When it's something difficult, I'll just write harf. Perfect. Wa harf, meaning end. Next word is isna. Isna. Okay. What is this? Isna is what? Command. What is my what is my actor? Think about it. Mashallah, استخدم أحسنتي. جميل جدا. Hidden pronoun, you. أحسنتم. Extremely well done. Mashallah. Hidden pronoun, you. What is the translation? You. Let's take build. Is that okay? You build. Right? Who's you here? Like the pronoun, who is it referring to? Noah alayhi salam, right? It's right to Noah alayhi salam. Right? All right. here's a question for you. Why is there a kasra here? I thought command, we make it majzoom, and then we chop, right? So why is there a kasra? What's I am? Ah, okay. I'm sad by the saddened by that answer, Rasidif. It is because it is in fact a sukoon, okay? But you would have then two sukoons in a row. You have two sukoons in a row, and you cannot pronounce that. And that is why you have a kasra there. Wasna'il fulka. All right? Is that part clear, inshallah? All right. Next word is al-fulka. Okay. Why not other tashkeel? That's just how it is, Sister Halima. In the sense that when the... There is like instance, like, you know what, it's how does it, generally for a fi'il, it is a kasra, okay? Generally for harf, it will be a fatha, generally, okay? And so it kind of goes by what type of word it is, okay? But there's no exhaustive list. Generally, you just kind of learn it as you see enough of the usage. Okay. Wasna'il fulka. Al-fulka. What is that? Ism, fi'l, or harf? Al-fulka is ism. Alhamdulillah. I am glad that is the case. What is the status of this ism? The status is definite. Okay. What is the role of this ism in the sentence? It is indeed maf'ul. Very good. It is indeed maf'ul. It is maf'ul for sure. All right? MashaAllah. Very nice. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. You have your fa'il, your fa'il, and you have your maf'ul. Amazing. What is the meaning of al-fulk? The meaning of al-fulk is the ship. Okay, let's look it up. Let us look it up in corpus.quran. Okay, fulk. What is the root letters for the word fulk? Can you tell me? I think it's quite easy. Fa, la, man, kaf, right? Kaf, perfect. Okay, alhamdulillah. Fa, lam, and kaf. All right, I go fa. Tell me when to stop. Okay, alhamdulillah, perfect. Jazakumullah khairan. Yay. Falaka occurs 25 times in the Quran in two derived forms. 23 times as the noun fulk. Is that the word that we're looking for? That's the word we're looking for, right? Also twice as the noun falak. Falak. Same root, right? Is it a different word? Two different words, right? And this is the beauty of Arabic. This is actually called etymology. To take, understand where the words come from. In non-Semitic languages, this is hard to do. Non-Semitic languages are like English and French, etc. It's a little hard to do that. Semitic languages, like Arabic, Hebrew, etc., it's a defined branch of study of language. That's what we're doing, alhamdulillah. Okay. Fulk. Fulk is, look at the meaning of fulk. Do you notice something interesting? I want you to tell me the meaning. I think, mashallah, you said ship. But do you notice something interesting about it? Something perhaps strange. Oh, do you notice anything, people? Definite, okay. All right. Look, sometimes it's ships. Ah, there we go, Sunadia, Sutrazana, right? You see that? Fulk. Correct? Yes or no? Fulk. Yes or no? They're both the same word? Right? Look, this is al-fulk. Al-fulki, sure. Right? This is al-fulki. And this is al-fulki. Literally, even the status is the same. Everything is the same. Yes? Yes or no? There's a point to it. I'm getting to it. Do you notice this one is the ship? And this is the ships. And this is singular or plural? Plural. You're like, why? Huh? Okay. Context. There's something in Arabic called ism jins. Or an ism to describe libyan al jins. Okay? Not jins. Jins. Jins is like a category. Sometimes, the category is, sometimes you use an item inside the category. So, let's see, like if I have like a box of, or a, you know, like a box of pills here, right? So I could use the word pill to refer to one of the pills, correct? Or I could use it to refer to the box, all of it, right? Pills themselves. You see that? That's what al-fulk is. That's what happens in Arabic a lot. Okay? The reason why I'm telling you is because we're going to be learning plurals. Is that a bottle? Yeah, a bottle, sure. This happens when we learn plurals, that there is a word that is singular, its meaning would become plural. Okay? Just like you have pill or pills, the bottle itself. Okay? Fulk could represent one of the ships. Fulk could represent all the ships like that you can think of. Okay? That happens in Arabic, subhanAllah. Now, how do you know this? Well, this is context. But here you see, وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ, talking about ships that sail in the sea. Ships. Here, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ, talking about Nuh alayhi salam. So al-fulk is referring to his, the ship that he was on, alayhi salam. Okay? So here is the, that's our meaning of al-fulk. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ is the ship. Okay? But it depends on context. Sometimes it can be plural. Are you with me, people? Okay. بِأَعْيُنِنَا. How many words is بِأَعْيُنِنَا? How do you know it? The first time it's singular, you would use a different word, Brother Salim. You would use a word like safina or something. Okay? That's the how you would do it. Okay. Three words. Okay, what's the first word? This B. Very good. What's the next word? Okay, next word might be harder to figure out. What is the last word here in this? The last word here is na, right? Do we agree with that? Very good. And then the word in the middle is ayun, right? A-yuni. Right? Yes or no, people? Are you with me? Okay, very good. What is B? Harf jar, alhamdulillah. Not a secret harf jar, actual harf jar. Okay. What is ayuni? Ism majrur. Excellent. All right, now I'd like to ask you for something, okay? I want you to tell me something. Because I don't want you to give me an answer that, you know, will make me sad. All right, what is this na? Attached pronoun, right? Yes or no? Okay. No tricks. This is, I'm just trying to make sure we all understand this. Okay? No, not at all. Nothing to be scared of. Absolutely. It's all nice. Okay. So, let me say. When attached pronoun attaches to it, i.e. the pronoun is ready? What can the attached pronoun attach to? Okay, let's start with ism maybe, right? First, ism What is it? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Excellent, right? I'm going to write mudaf ilayhi. Why am I writing mudaf ilayhi? It, i.e. the pronoun. Let me actually make it even more clear. The attached pronoun is mudaf ilayhi, right? Example. Kitabuna. Yes or no? Do you agree with that? Okay. What happens when it attaches to a fa'il? For example, okay, I'll do the example for a little bit, in a little bit. It'll be maf'ul, right? Okay. How would I say he made, just say he made. Khalaqa will be he created, sure, but I'm looking for ja'ala. Okay, how would I say he made us? Excellent, this would be ja'ala na, correct? Attached pronoun attaches to a fi'il, becomes a maf'ul. Yes or no, people? What's the last thing here? Attaches to a harf, but more precisely, which one? Harf jar, okay? For example, let's take the harf jar B. Bina. With us. What would this be? Ism majrur, right? Yes or no? All right, perfect. Okay, people. So, what do I have here? What do I have here? Mudaf ilayhi attaches to an ism, right? It attaches to an ism, and thus it is going to be mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Mudaf ilayhi. Right? I'm going to write here also that this is what? Mudaf, right? Ism majrur, and it is mudaf. Are you with me, people? Okay. If I was, what's the meaning of B, by the way? B is with also means in, can mean in as well, all right? Habjar quite often have like two meanings, almost always. Like there's Habjar would have two meanings used interchangeably. And once you see enough examples, you can figure out which one is being used. For our purposes, I'm going to try to write both meanings. So we are used to both. Are you with me, people? It's not a trick. It's just trying to make sure you know it. All right? All right. A'yuni. A'yuni is, this is a word that there's a lot of debate about in the circles of tafsir and aqidah. Okay? A'yun is actually the plural of ayn, okay? Which would be eyes, okay? So it could refer to eyes. It could also refer to help, right? It could also refer to help. Look at what, say, like As-Suyuti says in Tafsir al-Jalalain. He says, "A'yun bi mar'a minna wa hifzina." Okay. It has a, this is an interpreted meaning. Okay. An interpreted meaning which is help help or our protection, for example, right? So how what is the, like, why is there like two meanings here? It seems this is really like two far apart meanings. They're not like close and close together. Okay, well, here's the thing. The there is, if you say ayun, by the way, na is what? Na is R, right? R, very good. Okay, so, and who is R here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so now if you say the eyes is referring to the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has eyes, but the nature of them, how are they, we don't know. Okay, wal kayfu majhul, like Imam Malik would say, how is it, we don't know. Okay, it's not like there's like an eyeball and a cornea, whatever, nothing. That's us human eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, that is how we don't know what that's like, and it's not like the creation, because laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is like him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, but since he uses the word for eyes, we can say he has eyes. Also, another meaning of a'yun is assistance, help, mar'a, like Allah watching over, right? So help is like he's watching over. Think of it, help as like watching over, that's mar'a, right? So he is, this is his assistance. And both meanings that can be, you know, like you can take both of those meanings and say, yes, it can mean both things together, right? With Allah's eyes or under the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct? Yes or no? So this is, you can say, so you build the ship with our help, i.e. Allah watching over, supervision, or you can also say with / or under our eyes. You with me, people? Supervision, I think supervision is a good translation, just watch. Let me change it to Hiv is like more like protection, I guess. Help, protection goes a little bit more close together. Allahu alam, right? But will is the idea clear? This is like a theological debate, by the way, right here. Okay, and we don't, you know, I want to at least mention what we believe, but also mention, like, you know, this theological debate could actually have like a nice fruit at its end, which is, you know, you can have both meanings, and both of them have, you know, a beauty. They both add a layer of beauty to the Quran. Okay, because you see, both meanings can be there at the same time. Okay, we are ayunina. What's the next word? The next word is, and they don't contradict. Thank you. Yes. Yes, it is regarding the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're correct, Brother Danish. What's the next word, people? Wow, very good. Okay, wa means and, right? Okay. All right. How many words here in this part after the wow? Two words, right? What's the second word? Na. What's the first word? Wahyi. All right. Okay. Tell me something. What is this? By the way, what's the meaning of wahyi? Any ideas? Okay. Revelation, inspiration. What are the root letters for wahyi? If I wanted to look it up. Wow, ha, and yeah, right? Okay. Wahi is actually a very interesting word used in the Quran in a number of contexts. Okay? To reveal. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ أو إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Revelation from Allah, divine revelation. Okay? Like sending scripture. Okay? It could be inspiration. What's called in Arabic, ilham, divine inspiration. Not revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't speak to these people, but like in their heart, they were convinced that's what they have to do. And it was like an instantaneous type thing. Okay? وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ When I inspired the apostles. The apostles of who? Of Isa, right? The apostles of Isa. Okay? Inspired also of, for example, if you look at, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ What does this mean? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ Let's look at this ayah. أَوْحَيْنَا This is the fi'l, by the way. We inspired to the mother of Moses. Suckle him and أَرْضِعِيهِ Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't send revelation to her, right? He inspired her to breastfeed her baby. And then, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ When you are خِفْتِ and you fear from him, for him, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ Then cast him into the river. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي Do not fear and do not grieve. All right. Look at the this surah. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ Your Lord inspired the bee. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ By the way, وَأَوْحَى يَا is that's your root letters, right? And remember, يَا is one of the letters when it becomes irregular. Remember that? So that's why we're not diving deep into why this fi'l is the way it is. But look at that. Your Lord inspired to the honeybee. Yes? أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ Take for yourself among the mountains, the houses and trees. And in what they construct, like take houses and places of residence. Okay? So when it's a prophet, it is revelation. When someone else is inspiration, that is correct. Prophet, it is revelation. Divine revelation to others, it is ilham, inspiration, even the creatures like the honeybee. People, you're with me. That is the usage of the word. I'm showing you usages of this word in the Quran. Wahi is inspiration and revelation, both of them could be here, right? Look at this. Innama undhirukum bil wahi. I am warning you by the revelation. All right. So here, I think the more precise translation would be revelation, right? Because he's a prophet. Yes or no? And what is na? R. If you said us, but the Danish sister Solange would be mad. R, right? So, sorry, this is large. What would this be? R, revelation, right? Yes or no? Okay, tell me something now, people. You build the ship under our eyes and our revelation. Or you build the ship with our help and our revelation. Is the meaning related? Oh, Sister Haneem, I was just joking about the R or us. The reason why it's R, as you'll see, it's Mudah Mudah Filehi, right? Our revelation. Us is generally when it's Maf'ul. Yeah. Okay. Is the meaning related? Revelation, help. Excellent. So, if the meaning is related, is the status related? So what is this wow, people? This wow is a connector. Connector harf. Right? This wow is a connector harf. And this is what we'll call connected ism. And then we'll say it is connected to a'yunina, right? A'yuni. It connects to a'yuni. They're both majrur, yes? And they both share the meaning. So what would this be? By the way, also this is, what is na here? Na is mudaf ilayhi, right? Attached pronoun. There we go, right? It attaches to ism, it is mudaf ilayhi, right? And wahi, we'll say, is also mudaf, right? Yes or no, people? All right, if I was to now write the translation here, build the ship, you build the ship, with our help / under our eyes and our revelation. You see how the word when actually do this. You see how it's related? How the wow and relates it together? Is that clear, people? Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. Okay, next word. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِينَا. Okay. By the way, this is why someone would say this is referring not to help but eyes, because Allah says wawahina right after, right? That's why the stronger possibility is the literal meaning. But Allahu alam, we will leave that discussion to something some other time. Okay, wala tukhatibni. Wa means what? Wa again means, and right now we will just say it as a harf. Okay, next word is what? If someone wants to turn on the mic and speak, by the way, but you're more than welcome to do so. You don't have to type everything. La, what's the word afterwards? But what's the word? How many? So, very, very good, mashallah. How many words is this? Two, right? Let's start with the second word because it's easier to spot the second word. What is the second word? Knee. Very good. What's the first word then? Okay, now before you translate la for me, we gotta check, is this madzum? Is it? Just like if you were to take a guess. Well, look, let's start by figuring out what is the root letters, right? What are the root letters for tukhatib? Take a guess. Kha, ta, and But okay, khata and oh sorry, but all right. This is by the way, is it ism or a fi'il? What is this? It's a fi'il. Okay, we established that it's a fi'il. Okay, what type of fi'il is it? Past or present? It's present. You see the ta in the beginning, right? Okay, present tense fi'il. Now, you know the third root letter, R3, is ba, and it has sukoon on it. So what is the status of this present tense fi'il? It would be? Majzoom. Ahsanti. MashaAllah. Ahsantum. All of you, mashaAllah. Jazakumullah khairan. It's majzoom, isn't it? So if it is majzoom, then what is this la?
Harf nasb.
Harf jazm for forbidding, right? The translation of this is what? Do not or did not?
Do not.
Right? To khatib. Okay, last thing about to khatib here is what is the actor? This is hard. But think about who is the actor in Wasna. It's going to be the same actor.
Hidden pronoun, you.
Hidden pronoun, you. Ahsanti. Is that Sister Halima?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Ahsanti, well done. Hidden pronoun, you, right? Very nice. Now, what does khatib actually mean? The root letters are kha, ta, and ba, right? Kha, ta, and ba. Where am I? Kha, ta, and ba. Okay. Is there a word you know by these root letters? Hint on Friday. What's the word?
Khutbah.
Khutbah, right? Same root letters. Okay? Now, the fi'il is khataba. This is family 3, by the way. This family 3. We haven't done this family. But khataba is the family. Okay, look at how it comes. Khatabahumul jahiluna. When the ignorant address them. La tukhatibni. Do not address me. Don't speak to me about something. And khutbah is what? An address, right? People are saying stuff and whatnot. Another time, this comes as khitab, right? وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. We strengthen his kingdom. Allah Ta'ala is talking about, I believe, Dawud or Sulaiman, one of the two. Okay? And gave him wisdom and discernment in speech. فَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. He was able to be very, like, powerful in his address. Okay? رَبِّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الرَّحْمَنِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا. Surah Al-Naba, right? On the day of judgment, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا. They will not have any ability for khitab, for saying anything, unless Allah allows, right? Everybody is silent until Allah allows, and that's why it is Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of judgment. Because nothing happens on that day unless Allah allows it, like by His explicit permission. You see? In the sense that not even like your free will is taken away, your choice is taken away, that Allah has given us in the earth. لا يملكون منه خطابة. Isn't that interesting? All right. خطب is also for something like a business. Or some matter, right? مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ. What was the thing that you said about Yusuf? إِذَا رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. مَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Oh, angels, what are you? What's the business that you're on here? Why are you here, oh angels? Also, خِطْبَه. خِطْبَه is a marriage proposal. What's up with that? How is a خُطْبَه and a خِطْبَه related? Well, back in the day, the groom-to-be would go to the house of the bride, right? And give a khutbah about why he is a good candidate to the wali, to the father, right? That's why in the khutbah of marriage, khutbatul hajat, the khutbah of Jum'ah, you know, inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu, that same thing is said in like that khutbah as well. Because the groom is giving that khutbah, extolling his virtues, making his case, right? Oh, so this is Ramadanish, I'm not going to condone that one. Alhamdulillah. Okay, but I think you get the idea, yeah? Okay, la tukhatib, do not, what's the translation here that we should put?
Address.
Okay. Me. What is the status of, what is the role that me is playing here, people?
Attached pronoun?
Attached pronoun, excellent. Attaches to what?
The fi'l.
So it's going to be what?
Maf'ool.
Right? Maf'ool. Yes or no, people? Look at this. How would I say he made me? Ja'ala
ni.
Ja'ala ni. Correct? Let me refresh your memory. I think people are in need of that. Let us go to the book. Oh, I said me. Okay? So, check this out. The pronouns, where are they? All right, here's the pronouns, okay? For, do you remember I, right? The mansoob of it is ni, correct? And the majroor of it is the ya. Do you guys remember that? Yes, hello people. So, if I wanted to say my book, how do I say that?
Kitab-i,
right? Kitab-i. If I wanted to say with me, how would I say that? With me or... So using the B or in me or with me, that would be using Hajar B. B. Not BD. Because it's Majroor still, right? Yes or no? It's still Majroor. Correct? It's in Majroor. But when it is Maf'ool Ja'alani. Ja'alani. So tukhatibni is the maf'ul. Ni here is translation now, people. Translation. Address me. Alright. Okay. So now you don't address me. Make sense? وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي. What does fi mean?
In.
Fi means in. What is the role of in? Or what is the role of fi? Hafjar. Correct? What's the word after going to be? Ism majrur, right? Like this is now like if I was to like wake you up when you're sleeping and I ask you, Hafjar, you'll tell me? Ism majrur. Okay, very good. What's the word afterwards? Alladhina, right? Alladhina. Ah, interesting. Look, Alladhina is an ism. And it's majrur. We'll talk about Alladhina shortly, don't worry. What is the meaning of Alladhina?
The one who?
Close. The ones who, right? Very close, mashallah. It is the ones who. The ones who. Singular or plural? What do you think? From the meaning. Plural, right? Can you tell me the singular, just like as a hunch? What do you think the singular is in Arabic?
Alladhi.
Alladhi. Perfect, right? Alladhi. Very good. It's coming up. Alladhi, Alladhina is coming up soon. But I'm glad you're able to say that. Alhamdulillah. Zalamu is the next word. Zalamu. Okay? Look at Zalamu carefully, please, and tell me. Ism, fi'l, or harf? It is a fi'l. Okay? What type of fi'l?
Past.
Excellent. It is a past tense fi'l. What is the actor? Think about it. Think about it. Tell me. Ah, mashallah. The actor is? Wow. What does it represent?
They,
right? The meaning of zalamu, can you guess? They
did wrong.
They wronged. They oppressed. Very good. Dhulm is oppression. Also, to wrong somebody, right? So they wronged, oppressed. Right? Zalamu. That's how Allah describes the ones who rejected Nuh alayhi salam. They did oppression to themselves. They're oppressing themselves. They wronged themselves. Not Nuh alayhi salam. They're wronging themselves. Okay? They wronged, they oppressed. Very nice. Excellent. Ahsantum. Jazakallahu khairan. That is really nice. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Okay? What does he say to Nuh alayhi salam? He says, build the ship under our eyes, with our help and revelation, and do not address me. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ in those or in the ones who wronged or oppressed. Here, as you can see, in refers to like in the matter of the ones who wronged and oppressed. Okay? You with me, people? What's the word afterwards? Innahum. How many words is innahum?
Two.
Two words. Perfect. What's the first word? Inna. Okay. Second word is? Hum. Okay. Do you know the meaning of inna? Indeed, you know it. Get it? Indeed, you know it. Okay. Alhamdulillah. What's hum? They. Very good. All right. Okay. What is inna? Ism fi'il harf. Okay, harf. Very good. Do you want to hear something interesting? Inna is actually a harf nasb. But for isms. It's a half nasb for isms. We will talk about this. Here is our syllabus. As you can see, it's coming up. And that's why I'm mentioning it to you. Because I would like to slowly peel the onion. Sentences with inna. It's going to come up, inshallah. But this is actually a harf of nasb for the isms. Okay? The easiest example to think of is wal asr innal insana, right? Lafi khusr, isn't it? Inna al insana mansub, right? That's what inna does, literally. It just makes the ism mansub, right? Hum is a, it's an ism, right? Attached pronoun. It doesn't exist in our list yet. We're going to add another word, another row here, once we get to harf nasb. We're going to add the fourth one here, and the fourth and final one, by the way. Okay? Harf nasb, what happens when ism, when this attaches to a harf nasb. Okay, but we'll do that later, inshallah. Right now, all we need to do is, indeed, they. What's the word here? Mughraqoon. Okay? Mughraqoon. All right. Ism, fa'il, or harf?
Ism.
It is an ism. Okay, very good. It is an ism. It starts with a meme, right? Indeed, they are... Okay, let's look at the root letters. Can you guess the root letters for me?
Ghain, ra, and qaf.
Ghain, ra, and qaf. Okay, if I was to look this up, what would I find? Any guesses? Ghain, ra, and qaf. Where is ra? And qaf. There we go. Immersed, very nice. 17 times is family 4. Once is noun gharq, once is noun gharq, and once as mughraqoon. Alright? What is the meaning? To drown. To drown. Look at what this, what does Allah say here? وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. We drowned, right? We parted the sea for you, and saved you. And أَغْرَقْنَا, we drowned, آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, the people of the Pharaoh. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, while you are looking on. Make sense? Okay, which family is this? Family 4. Great. Okay, this presents an opportunity for us that we will take, inshallah. Here's what we'll do, people. I want you to tell me from family 4 people, are you okay so far? Family 4. Can you make the past tense for this for me? For ghain, ra, and qaf on these root letters. What is the past tense? Past tense first. Agh, ra, qa. Right? What is the present tense?
Yugh,
close. Yugh. Look at what's R2 in the pattern. Look at the pattern and try to copy it, huh?
Yugh-ri-ku.
Very good. Yugh-ri-ku. Right? You with me? R2 is a kasra. Okay, make for me the actor. the actor. What do I start with? Al and then Meem, right? Meem of the Dhamma. Okay. Al Mug. Al Mug.
Al
Mughriq. Al Mughriq. Correct? What is the acted upon? Al
Al-Mughraq,
right? The only difference there is R2 had a kasra there, and now R2 has a fatha here, right? Aghraqa yughriqu means what? So let's do it like this, maybe. Let's do it where Aghraqa means he drowned, right? Yughriqu means he
drowns,
right? And you know, the idea is that he's drowning someone, not like himself is drowning. Like he's drowning someone, he drowned someone.
Oh.
Right? Like it's someone who's like drowning. Okay? Al-Mughriq is the one who drowns someone. Okay? Al-Mughriq. And Al-Mughraq is the
one being drowned.
The one being drowned. So I'm just going to write it as the drowned. You see? The one drowning. Yes or no? That's that word. Innahum Mughraqoon. Okay, now let's look at this. I want you to tell me this as well, please. Okay? The singular... So I'm going to remove the Al. I'm going to remove what? The Al. Mughra. And I want to make it Marfu. Help me out, people. مرفوع
مغرقون
منصوب مغرى I removed the L, that's why you have to have a تنوين مغرى مغرقا جميل مجرور
مغرقين
مغرقين قين right okay very good you remember two
Mughraqani.
Yeah? Marfu', right?
Yeah.
Mansub. Mughraqaini. Qaini. Very good. Majroor. Mughraqaini. Does that ring a bell? Plural. Mughra Parfur.
Kuna.
Mughra Kuna. Very nice. And Mansoob.
Mughraqina.
Mughraqina. Very nice. Majroor.
Mughraqina.
Mughraqina. Right? Okay, alhamdulillah. So what is innahum mughraqoon? Status is is indefinite for short status is right, alhamdulillah. Very nice. Very nice. And the meaning of this is they are in the home, they are
the ones drowned
or drowned. How about that? Is that okay? Drowned. Are you with me, people? Can we can we finish up to this part just so that both the classes are in sync?
Yes.
Oh, what does it mean putting it all together? What does Allah say? Allah says, make the ship with our, under our eyes and our revelation. Allah guides Nuh alayhi salam to make a ship because he's not a ship maker. Okay? And don't address me in the matter of those who have wronged. Referring to actually his son, whose story is going to come up. Innahum mughraqun. Indeed, they are drowned. Meaning, when the flood comes, it's like it's a done deal. They're going to drown for sure. Foreshadowing for sure. This is foreshadowing. فَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. This is not necessarily foreshadowing. This is telling the future. They are as good as drowned. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Like they are already drowned. You see? Like in the book of Allah, in the with Allah, it's a done deal. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. It's done. They are going to drown. No one's going to save them. Like their fate is sealed. Now, here is Nuh alayhi salam setting about this difficult task. Wa, and, right? Let's say, harf for now, alhamdulillah. Yasna'u, alright. This should present an opportunity. Yasna'u.
Fi'l.
What type?
Present.
Present tense, fi'l. Status?
Marfu.
Marfu, right? Amazing. What is the actor? Yasna'u.
Hidden pronoun he?
Hidden pronoun he, amazing. Hidden pronoun he. Translate for me, please. And he builds, right? He builds. Yes or no? Did we say build?
No.
Maybe we said build, yeah.
Yeah, he builds.
He builds. Present tense or past tense?
Present.
Present tense. SubhanAllah, why? It happened in the past. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring this scene to life. Imagine, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ. He's building the ship now. Okay? And what happens as he's building this? Imagine he is toiling away. Al-fulka is of course what?
The ship.
The ship. Imagine he's toiling away. Before that, what is the status of this? That's not a tricky question. The status is, it's ism. It's al-fulka is mansub. Yay. Now tell me people, what is the role here of that al-fulka is playing?
Maf'ul.
Right? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay, look at this this picture here. Right? The scenarios. You have fa'il, maf'ul. Fa'il could be the pronoun of a fa'il. And maf'ul could be an attached pronoun. Right? Of these scenarios, right? I'm going to label them as 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which of these is yasna'u al-fulka? Which one is it? Well done, Sister Halima. It is two, right? You have the fa'il's pronoun, hidden pronoun he, right? That's the fa'il's pronoun, correct? And then you have the outside maf'ul, al-fulka. Just like ja'alna al-layla. يَجْعَلُ الْعَمَلَ Right? فِعْلِ's pronoun. Got it, right? Alhamdulillah. So that, just as a quick recap, because I don't want us to forget about these scenarios where the فِعْلِ's pronoun is there and then the outside maf'ul is there. But sometimes the maf'ul can be the attached pronoun. All these scenarios, I want us to, you know, like, not forget about, inshallah. Okay? Yes, yes, this chart, I think, is, or it's in the notes, I think. But perhaps it's just a lot, we can upload it as like a file, yeah? So that people can just look at it. Jazakallah khair. Okay. And he builds, so translate this, and he builds the ship, right? Again, like, visualize this scene. He's building the ship. Wa and harf kullama is interesting. I'm just going to tell you it is an ism and it means
every time.
I misspelled that every time. Kullama, every time. Marra. Can you tell me the root letters for marra?
Mim, ra, and ra.
Mim, ra, ra. Right? As you can see, R2 and R3 are the same. That is an irregularity. Right? This is a fi'l. Okay? This is a fi'l. Fi'l. This is actually a past tense fi'l. Okay? Because it's an irregular fi'l, I'll tell you, I'll fill in some of the details. Okay? Past tense fi'l. And its meaning, if I was to look it up for you here, mim rara. Bismillah. No. You're probably thinking of mar'a. Mar'a. The hamza. Not marra. I think that's going to be like a colloquial thing. I don't even think it's a... Marra to pass. Right? So like pass by someone, like you're walking, you're passing by them. Okay? And marra, as you see, is used with harf jar ala. Marra ala qaryatin. He passed by. Well, that's a long ayah. Marra ala qaryatin. He passed by a town. That's what marra ala means. What does it mean, people? Pass by, right? All right. So here, marra, the hidden pronoun, he is your actor. Okay? Past. All right. Alayhi is how many words?
Two.
All right. Alayhi. And then he. Right? All right. What is alayhi?
Harf jar.
Alhamdulillah. And then you know it is.
It's a majroor,
right? Like, imagine I wake you up at night. Like, harf jar. That's like, I'll give you nightmares, but khalas, no problem. As long as you answer ism majrur, you're good to go. All right. Ali, what does Ali mean? On, upon, right?
Upon him.
Right? Also, in this scenario, it means by, right? Like you said, as I showed you an example, marra ala, passing by. Okay? Passing by. Him, right? Mala'un. Mala'un, do you remember what Mala'un was? From the quick intro I did? Elders or the leaders, right? Let's put it as a leader. All right, and this is an ism that's marfu'. Okay, now I'll tell you something. Hidden pronoun he. Fa'il. What should I look for?
Sh- outside fa'il.
Outside fa'il. Could this be an outside fa'il?
Yes.
It is outside fa'il. Alhamdulillah. All right. Now, kullama, and every time, marra alayhi mala'un. Translate this one for me now.
Every time a leader passed by him?
Every time a leader passed by him. Him being Nuh alayhi salam, right? The leader here is the fa'il. What happens when a leader passes by? We'll talk about that on Thursday, inshallah. But imagine the scene. Allah says, he's building the ship. He's working hard. A leader passes by. And he's going to do something. We'll take it up on Thursday, inshallah. That's where we stop with the other class too. Cliffhanger. Alhamdulillah. It's very interesting, actually. There's a lot of lessons to learn from the rest of this ayah. I want to keep it for Thursday to build up some suspense, inshallah. Is that okay? Not just suspense. In fact, you need a little bit of time to break down some of the things. That's why. Okay? And we're over timer anyway. So, inshallah, with that, we will stop. Jazakumullahu khairan. I hope this was beneficial. It was good practice. Alhamdulillah. Try to go read this passage in the Quran. It's about an ayah and a half that we did today, inshallah ta'ala. And then read it and in your own, like on your own time, it'll be very beneficial. Right, jazakallahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you very much for sticking around to the very end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan.